If you turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6, this morning we'll probably have the last installment on knowing God through His names. Lord willing, we may be opening a companion series, Knowing Jesus Through His Names. But this will be the last installment, Knowing God Through His Names. I told you, including descriptions and titles, there's about 900 such references, and we would have been on that for till I was 90 years old, and I'll probably be retiring a little bit before then. So this will be the last one. I appreciate whoever got that clock back there on the back. I don't know if I like it. I can see it. I can even see it without my glasses. That's really bad. We're in trouble. But thanks to whoever did that. I think. Praise the Lord. Well, anybody here halfway happy, you might be saved. Who's overjoyed to know you're saved this morning? Amen. Could you stand for the reading of God's prayer? You've recognized this as both the Sermon on the Mount and also Jesus' prayer that he gave the disciples as a model for their praying. But I'm just going to read verse 9 because it's so revolutionary. The disciples realized that the Jews did, but when we look back in time, we don't realize how revolutionary this was when Jesus told the disciples to address God this way. I mean, it totally blew things out of the water. I mean, we're accustomed to it. But when Jesus said this, it was revolutionary. He told his disciples, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Let's read just that last part together, could we, of the Lord's Prayer? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I'm going to preach the last name of God. We've covered the Elohim names of God, the Jehovah names of God. But I want to preach this last name, Father. Father. Amen. Let's bow our hearts together. Father, I thank you. I praise you. Hallelujah. Lord, shut up our hearts to the truth right now. Lord, we're praying for more than emotion. We're praying for an awareness of your presence. Your presence not only in the place, but your presence in our heart, your presence in our lives. Lord, if there's any distraction, Lord, I pray that you would just remove that this morning, both to the body and to individuals' minds and hearts. Lord, turn our hearts wholly to you. Lord, we hunger for your presence. Help us to melt in your presence and just feel a sense of surrender and joy in everything that's preached. God, help us, Lord, as we proceed through this message to just have our hearts open, the eyes of our heart more and more to who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. And God's people said, amen. Amen. You can be seated. My wife's not here this morning. Most of you know that when she was 5 years old, her father lost his life on the mission field. And I met her in Bible school. We got married. But I can't tell you the number of times throughout the years, many times with tears in her eyes, that my wife has said, oh, I wish I'd had a father. Oh, I wish I'd had a father. You see, a lot of folks, they may not give it those words, but the cry is still in their heart. Even some who have had a natural progenitor, a natural father, the cry of their heart has been, I wish I'd had a father. Some folks can even identify what that need is in their life or that desire in their life. They can't even identify it. But I think the cry of every human heart is, I want a father. I want a father. I didn't do it by many years ago when I opened up memorial services, funeral services, and prayer, I found myself praying, Father God, and then I would pause and say, God, I am so glad in times like these, I'm so glad we can call you Father. Call you Father. I want you to surmise something this morning. What if we only knew God as creator? What if we only knew God as Mighty One, or knew God as Master, and knew God as King? What if we could not call God Father? I don't know what you're coming up with, but I want to assure you of one thing. It would be an entirely different relationship with God than what we have. If we did not know, we had not been invited to call Him Father, this relationship with God would be completely different than what it is. Where would be the love? Where would be the intimacy? Where would be the closeness? Where would be the security? Where would be that which we know we're going to be taken care of? We're going to be provided for. I told you it was revolutionary, and it was, but Jesus instructed His disciples, and through Him, He instructed us to call God Father. Call Him Father. In fact, reading between the lines with this Lord's Prayer, Jesus says, you can call Him Father. You should call Him Father. And I want you to call Him Father. In fact, it's even a little more revolutionary. We're going to get into it. Jesus said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to call My Father. I want you to call Him your Father. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so here we are. By the way, that angered the Jews. Read the book. When Jesus called Him Father, and when those disciples started calling Him Father, that angered the Jews, because they realized something. Jesus has just made this relationship between us and God an intimate, close thing. And so here we are as mere humans calling the omnipotent, the omniscient, the omnipresent, the eternal God. Here we are calling Him Father. I think we ought to do it just now. Could you just look up to heaven, maybe raise a hand and just call Him that right now. Would you call Him Father? Oh, come on. Father. That's revolutionary. Thank God we can call Him Father. I want to look at this reference to God as a Father. Men did not always call God Father. Even God's people, even Israel, did not call Him Father. And by the way, we've been going through this series, and it was great that Israel got the revelation and knew God as Jehovah and all those Jehovah names, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom. Oh, that was wonderful that Israel got that revelation of God as Jehovah. But think of the greater revelation we have. Yes, we got that He's Jehovah, but we of the New Testament, we as the disciples of Jesus, we've received a greater revelation. Not only is He Jehovah, He is Father. God in all the Old Testament is not referred to as Father, not as His name. I mean, Father is used to describe God and as an illustration of God, but in all the Old Testament, amen, no one was encouraged to call God Father like we call our dad Father. That's just not there in the Old Testament. Amen. The term Father is used in an analogy of God. In fact, one of my favorite scriptures is Psalm 103:13. Like as a father pitieth his children, so Jehovah pitieth them that fear Him. Aren't you glad for that? But did you notice one little word there? As. See, it's still not calling God Father. That revelation is still not there. It's saying as a father. In other words, an illustration. Not only was Father used as an analogy of God, Mother was used. In Isaiah 66, for example, it says, as one whom his mother comforted. This is God speaking. As one whom his mother comforted, so will I comfort you. But that's just an analogy. That's just an illustration. Amen. They did not call Him Father. And by the way, Old Testament or New Testament, they never called Him Mother. Even though those are analogies there, I'll gather you under my wings as a hen gathereth her chicks. All these illustrations of God with those best of mother qualities and those best of father qualities. And yet He was not called Father. Amen. What is meant by Father? Well, we can look both in Scripture. We can look both in Scripture and we can look in our understanding. But sometimes when we say Father, we're talking about the originator. Let me give you some examples. We talk about a man in history. We say he was the father of science. Who was Thomas Edison? He was a father of electricity. We talk about the father of math. We talk about our nation. We talk about the founding fathers. We use father as the originator. By the way, did you know God was the father of the first father? Figure that out. Think of Adam. He was the originator of humanity. He is the originator of the nation Israel. And so they called him father. And Malachi the prophet said, have we not all one father? Hath not God created us? He's father in that he originated us. Amen. James says, every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights. Father of lights, the originator of the lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. The word father is used as the leader. You can read it in the Bible. You can read it in the Old Testament. You can think about even today. Amen. Many times the leaders of a city are called the city fathers. They are the leaders. Many times a leader is called father. In the Bible, in culture, sometimes the father is the teacher. You can look in the book of Proverbs. You might have think that was talking about a biological father and his biological son. When you read all that, father and son, it's not. It's talking about the father is the teacher and the son is the student. And so sometimes father means teacher. But out of all of those, that's not what we're getting to this morning, because we know that in the end, a father is the parent. It is the male parent. It's the one that brings forth and brings up the child, and ultimately it is the male who takes responsibility for that child. But I want to tell you, it's more richer than that. Amen. Father's not just the male parent, but it's that loving, intimate bond between a male parent and his child. That male parent that has that binding love and affection for that child, that is the father. And in the reference to God as father, it's that meaning that we rejoice over this morning. And so let's conclude this. In the Old Testament, God is not really called our father in the sense of this intimate relationship, but in the New Testament, 300 times God is called father in the sense of an intimate and a close relationship. Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad we can refer to him as such. Now, I want to get something straight. Let's get it straight. Amen. Where's Andrew? Come up here for just a second, Andrew. I've quit paying. You're too old for that. Amen. Amen. God didn't look down from heaven and look at these humans and see this biological relationship. And God looked down and said, now there's dad and there's son, and look how they love each other, and look at the relationship. You know, I think this is God talking. I think I'll start referring to myself father, using that father-son relationship as an example of who I am. It didn't work that way. You got it backwards. Let me tell you how it worked. Thank you. Did you know in eternity past, before there was one atom of this planet Earth, before there was ever a human created, there was a Father and there was a Son and a Holy Spirit. And God didn't look at man and say, now that reminds me of the relationship I have with man. No, God knew the relationship that he had with his Son. Listen to me, dads. And he said, I am going to create humanity so that there can be a father-son relationship among humans like I already enjoy between me and my son. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, you got to understand this. We got to get our mind wrapped around this because it's so important. You know, I have been there. People have preached that God is father. And here's a young person. Her dad is a deadbeat. He's abandoned her, maybe abused her. And can't, that young person comes to the only logical conclusion. If God's like my father, I hate him. See, that we get this backwards. We think God is talking about his relationship with us based on our relationship. No, no, no. I know I've told you several times in the past, but I'll never forget preaching a youth camp many moons ago and preaching from the prodigal son and talking about how that father stood to embrace and greet that returning son and welcome that son back into his house. And I noticed a young lady in the center just weeping and crying. She never came to the altar. And my altar call was something like, "The Father waits for you today. His arms are open. The Father will receive you." I saw a sister go talk to her, and afterwards that sister came to me. The girl never came prayed. She said that girl told me, and I knew the family, and she said the girl told me that the preacher, speaking of me, said that God would take me like a father. She said, "What that preacher doesn't know, I'd done some bad things and my dad kicked me out of the house." She's a teenager. She said, "I came home today, knocked on the door and said, 'Dad, please, I'm sorry, take me back.' And my dad locked the door and he said, 'Go on. You're not my daughter anymore.'" And that man was a preacher. Amen. She said, "And now that this preacher, the youth camp preacher, is telling me God's like a father." She said, "I don't get it. If God's like my father, God won't take me." Amen. You see, we got it backwards. Amen. What we need to know, amen, it isn't that God is like we fathers. It's that we fathers should be like God. You see, we get it backwards. Let me just say it again. It's not God. It's like we fathers. It's that we fathers should be like God. Hallelujah. It comes from him. We will see that Jesus is the one that lets us know that God is our Father. And only through Jesus are we going to get it. Only through Jesus will we understand it. Only through Jesus can we say it with conviction. Father, Father. So let's look at that. Let's look at the revelation of God as Father. I want to make this point, and I won't have a lot of time to develop it, but it's all through the New Testament, especially in the Gospel of John. But let's make this note because it's important. If the Son had not come, we would have never known the Father. Think about it. If the Son, I'm talking about Jesus, if the Son had not come, we would have never known the Father. Amen. Philip said, "Show us the Father." Jesus said, "He that hath seen me hath seen the Father." Hallelujah. Now look, I'm not for new interpretations, but I couldn't get away as I prepared this message that there's something else going on there. Philip said, "Show us the Father." And Jesus said, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." And we interpret that rightfully so. Amen. Jesus revealed what the Father was like. Amen. But I think it goes a little deeper, Brother Scott. I think it's also in there. Jesus said, "If you've seen me as the Son, you're also going to get this, that there is a Father." Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Aren't you glad Jesus came to let us know we can call him Father? Go ahead and say it again. Father. Amen. You can thank Jesus for that. Amen. 160 times Jesus called him Father. Jesus, though God in the flesh, was a Jewish teacher, and Jesus was the first Jewish teacher ever to call God Father. In Matthew, we have 44 occurrences. In Mark, we have 5 occurrences. In Luke, we have 17 occurrences. And in the Gospel of John, 122 times Jesus called him Father. Sometimes Jesus said Father. Others times he said Holy Father. And then he said Righteous Father. And then he said The Father. And then he said My Father. And buckle your seat belts, but he also said your Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus revealed that he was Father. Amen. Amen. I have already alluded to it, but I want us to think about it. Jesus did not become a son when he was conceived in the womb of Mary and born a human. Amen. I remember years ago in Bible school, in a particular class, I made up this theological survey test just to see what the students thought about things. And I remember putting that as a true and false question. Jesus became the Son only after he was conceived in the womb of Mary and born of a woman. And probably about 95% of the students said that's true. That's when he became a son. Oh, that's not true. But unto the Son he said, forever thy throne is established in the heavens. That's the pre-incarnate Christ. I want you to know, before there was earth, before there was Jupiter and Mars, before there was the North Star, before there was an angel, before there was a molecule, before there was a universe, before there was light, before there was any kind of matter, I want you to know there was a Father and there was a Son. He has always been the Son of God. Hallelujah. I said he's always been the Son of God. Hallelujah. I want you to know we got to get it. That's not just the only revelation. Yes, that's wonderful. The Son has always been the Son, and the Heavenly Father has always been the Father. But the revelation is that Jesus' Father is also our Father. Jesus, at the age of self-consciousness, called God Father. At the age of 12, staying behind in Jerusalem, lost to his family, they found him in the temple, amen, questioning or answering the questions of the scholars there. And Jesus said unto them in Luke, how is it that you sought me? Wished you not, or knew you not that I must be about my Father's business? Now listen, when Jesus said my Father's business, he wasn't talking about carpentry. And when he said my Father, he wasn't talking about his stepfather Joseph. When he said, know you not, I must be about my Father's business, the business was to seek and to save that which is lost. And the Father he referred to was the Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. That's at the age of 12. All through his ministry, Jesus called God Father, as we have established. But not only do the first words we have from Jesus, do we have him calling him Father, but did you know the last words of Jesus that we have, he still called him Father there on the cross in Luke 23. And when Jesus cried out with a loud voice, he said, what did he say? He said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Amen. Do you see that? From his first words all through his words to his last words, Jesus called him for why? Because he was Father. But yes, also something else. He wants us to get it. We too, born of a human, we too can call the Heavenly Father our Father. Oh, somebody say glory. Oh, what a story. What a Savior. Amen. If God is not Father, neither is he Son. But if God is Son, he's Father also. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus amazingly began to reveal to the disciples that his Father was their Father. 57 times Jesus said, my Father. 21 times he said, your Father. The revelation Jesus gave us that we can rejoice over this morning is simply this: the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's a term Paul uses. The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is our Father. Oh, hallelujah. If you're listening, I'm not just being redundant this morning. I'm saying some things of all out importance. How this revelation came about. Hallelujah. The disciples came to know Jesus, or came to know through Jesus about this on a progressive level. First, Jesus calls him the Father. Then he says, my Father. Then he said, your Father. And then they just said, Father, our Father. Oh, what a progression. What a wonderful thing. Now, all that being said, teaching his disciples to call him Father, there at the beginning of his ministry in the Sermon on the Mount, I got to tell you, one more time, after he was resurrected, one more time, Jesus emphasized this because he wanted them to get it. Did you know that? He made a point before he left, before he ascended, to one more time get across this thing that his Father was our Father. Oh, we can shout here. Look in John 20. Jesus is talking to Mary there after he resurrected. He said, touch me not. Don't get bogged down in that. We can talk about that another time. He said, I've not yet ascended to my Father. Amen. Now, if he just stopped there, it'd be one thing. But he didn't stop there. He said, I've not yet ascended, but go to my brethren. Here it is. Come on. And say unto them,
I ascend to my Father and your Father, my God, and your. One more time before he left, Jesus says, you gotta get this. My Father is your Father. Hallelujah. I don't care what your biological life is in the case of parentage. It doesn't matter. I mean, it matters, but not to this point. It doesn't matter how your biological father has done or not done. Amen. I want to tell you something. With the authority of Jesus Christ, you can look up to heaven and you can call God my Father. Hallelujah. Oh, let's worship him. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus shows us a kind of fatherly relationship he had. He showed us that God is three persons in one being. The name of God can be called Father, Son, Spirit. Jesus said, take that relationship. And you, my disciples, can have that relationship. I don't want to be redundant, but I want to emphasize one more time. We'd have never gotten this if Jesus had not only told us, but he showed us the Father-Son relationship. Hallelujah. Other religions have called God Father, but not in the same way. He was the founder of their religion. He was the originator, the creator. Amen. God is the Father of all men in that he is the creator of all men. He is the originator. But we're talking about something deeper than God as creator. We're talking about God as redeemer. Hallelujah. God the Father. Amen. He's our Father because we've entered his family. Hallelujah. Did you get it? My God, your God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I want to make one note, not because I'm gunning for any religion, but I think the note needs to be made. Jesus said in Matthew 23, call no man your father upon the earth. If you're involved in a religion and you're calling some preacher, some priest, you're calling them father, you are violating the words of Jesus. Don't call any earthly man. It's not talking about biological. It's talking in the religious sense. Amen. Don't call them father, for one is your Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. If Andrew started calling another one of you men in the church father, it upset me. It would bother me. It would cut me to the quick. Amen. A lot of folks are calling somebody other than God father. Oh, hallelujah. Aren't you glad we don't need an earthly physical man in between us? Aren't you glad we can go direct? I said we can go direct. Hallelujah. Amen. It may be another message, but I want to tell you, amen, quite frequently throughout the service, before and after the service, Andrew goes right back through that door. He goes right into my office. Amen. Makes himself comfortable, whatever. Amen. Other of you don't do that, and I appreciate that. Amen. It get crowded in a hurry. Amen. You don't just go back in my office. And amen. What makes the difference? Because he's richer. No, I can assure you, not that. Amen. Better looking. Well, maybe he looks like his dad. I don't know what it is. Amen. Except this, he's my son. That's why he can just go right on in. I want to tell you, we can go right into the throne room. Why? Because he's our Father. Hallelujah. Well, don't you worship him? Oh, hallelujah. Last of all, let me bring it all together. I want to talk about the relationship with God as Father. Jesus revealed this relationship in every prayer, every recorded prayer of Christ in the Gospels, except one. Jesus calls him Father. Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that you hear me always. But because of the people's sake that hear me, I wanted to call you Father. Hallelujah. In other words, that we would get the lesson. He wanted his disciples to hear him praying to God the Father. And that's exactly as we should pray. You say you're being real theological. Maybe. But this is real practical. When you pray to God, you're not to pray to the Spirit. You're to pray to the Father. By Jesus' word.
That's not a have to, not a got to. That's a get to, want to. We are to pray the Father. We cannot know to call him that except Jesus has shown that to us. But Jesus goes a step further. Let me give you one instance in John 16. And in that day, ye shall ask me nothing. Now, you got to understand, I'm going to take time, but I'm going to take just a few seconds. Jesus just said, if you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. He's talking to his disciples. He just said, if you ask anything in my name, if you ask, he said, I'll pray to the Father for you. That's what he said. He just got through saying, I'll pray to the Father for you. But then he gets to talking about leaving and sending the Holy Spirit. Now remember, I'm going to say it one more time, not for redundancy, make the point. He just said, I'll do it. And he just said, I'll pray the Father for you. But now look what he says. He says, and in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will do it. Until the disciples got this, Jesus was asking the Father on their behalf. But he said, now you get it. You know that he's your Father. And I know Jesus prays for us and makes mediation and all that's wonderful. But what Jesus is trying to get across is, if he's our Father, we don't need anybody else asking him for us. We can ask him ourselves. And he says, you have that verse, John 16, did I not give it to you? Amen. He says, and in that day, you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily. Why are you asking Jesus nothing? You got it? Why are you asking Jesus nothing? Because you're asking the Father. Well, where does Jesus come in? We ask in his name. And I know that means a lot more than that. But Father, I can ask you. Jesus said I could. Oh, hallelujah. Whatsoever shall ask the Father in my name. Not I. He's changed. He did say, I'll give it to you. Now he says, he will give it to you. He's our Father. Ask him yourself. However, we don't know just God. Oh, let me back up. We don't just know God as Father through Jesus' revelation. This morning I've been preaching that, but you don't know God just as Father through the Bible. You know how else we know God as Father? Through redemption. Will you give me about 5 more minutes? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You see, I could have read it in the book that he's my Father. And still not gotten it. But I can get it. Because I've been redeemed. I've been born again. I've entered the family. And beyond all that, he's given us another indication. He put it in our hearts. Let me read some scripture. Save a lot of explanation. Romans 8. For you've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. I'm so tired of hurrying. I'm going to quit. Right now I'm going to quit hurrying. But when I've been preaching about God as Father, many of you felt something on the inside that said, that's right. You know what that was? That wasn't emotion from the message. That was the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He is the impetus. Let me read you where Paul said this again in Galatians chapter 4. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoptions of sons or be brought into his family. Here it is, verse 6. And because you are sons, God sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Oh, come on, somebody shout. I said the Spirit puts Abba Father. But did you see what he calls him here? The Spirit of the Son. The Son calls him Abba Father. So if we have the Spirit of the Son, we're going to call him Abba Father. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Are you ready? Did you know there's one word here that wasn't translated? Does anyone know what it was? Abba. You know why it wasn't translated? Because it's really just infant gibberish. Abba. We're fixing to learn something here. I know you know this. I'm just reiterating. Amen. But this is a tremendous thing that the Spirit puts in our heart, not just to call him Father, but to call him Abba Father. Even today,
father is more formal. My adult kids, maybe. My kids usually don't call me father. That's just a little too formal. It's dad or daddy. Hallelujah. Boy, that's great. You know, you can have grown kids near 30 and they still call you daddy. Even that's not the formal father. So here's the wonderful truth. Hallelujah. Not only does the Spirit say call him father, he says we can call him Abba Father or Abba Father. That's much more familiar a term for father. You see, some of you got little kids, and when they start talking, usually, maybe it's easier to say, but usually the first word a kid will say as far as people's titles and names is da-da. Right? Da-da. Da-da, da-da. It can be, and that's daddy. They're saying daddy. That's what they're saying. Da-da. Oh, hallelujah. But in Jesus' time, and the languages of the time, a baby didn't start out saying, dad, dad. A baby started out saying, Abba, Abba, Abba. It was the infant's term for his father. Oh, hallelujah. It was the familiar term. And so Jesus, or the scripture says there, not only do we call him Father, we call him Abba Father. The impulse of the Spirit in our heart even lets us know that we're a part of the family, that we've been saved, and we have such a relationship of intimacy that we have the Holy Spirit within us, not just calling him the formal Father, but Abba Father, the familiar, the intimate, the close term. Now, I must admit, I've had problems with understanding this. I remember the first time I was exposed to it as a young preacher. I went to a big minister meeting of persuasion, not just like ours. And the guy got up to lead worship, and he read this, and he says, you know what Abba means in our language? It means daddy. And he was correct. It means daddy. In our language, it's not Abba, it's daddy. And then I was taken back. I couldn't hardly worship after that, because he lifted his, it might have been his air with it, not just doing it, it might have been his attitude with it. I'm trying to justify myself, but anyway, he then lifted his hand and said, well, hello, daddy. You see, there's a balance here. It didn't just say father, and it didn't just say Abba Father or Abba. It said Abba Father. Leave the father there. Amen. Leave the formality enough to know he's to be respected and reverenced above all. But don't just have the father there. Put in the Abba. Hallelujah. I know you find it difficult. You'd find it difficult to pray this morning and say daddy. But you got to realize something. God by his Spirit is trying to tell us something. That's the kind of relationship that we have and can have with him. That intimate, close relationship that the Spirit calls him daddy. Oh, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Take away the flippant attitude. Take away the presumptuous attitude. Leave the reverence in it and be thankful you can say daddy, Abba. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I got to close. Come, music, so I'll quit. You say, I can't call him that. You can't? How many's thinking that this morning? You can't do it. Jesus did. Look what he says in Mark 14. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible. What did Jesus call him? Abba, Father. I've told it many times through the years, but this is something that needs told. When Micah was about 18 months, 20 months, somewhere there old, Sandra was engaged that evening. I took the kids to the park there in the ocean, and there was a tornado slide. And I'd been getting Micah, he'd just learned to climb those ladders, and I'd get him to the top, and I'd make sure he'd sit down, getting ready to let loose, and I'd say, hold on just a minute, and then I'd run back down the ladder, and I'd run around to catch him. I said, okay, let go. Well, one time on my trip from the ladder to the front of the slide, he decided he's going to go back down the steps. And you've heard the saying, it sounded like a watermelon hitting the concrete. I don't know why, and I think the city was afraid of getting sued the way they acted afterwards, because
they had cemented the poles of that ladder in. And Micah fell head first. And when I rolled him over as a young father, his head was caved in right here, and his eyes were set back in his head. And I told you this to tell you this. I wasn't thinking. I wasn't trying to come up with some prayer. But when I scooped him up in my arms, I instinctively started saying, "Father, oh Father." Man at the hospital drove me there. They took him back and he's not responding. They kept saying something's wrong with his neck. Oh, he got this hearse neck. There's a lot to injure, but something wrong with this neck. Something wrong with this neck. Taking more x-rays, something wrong with his neck. Concerned about this. Caved in. I had to go home to get some things. Sandra had caught up with us. By then I went home. I came back just a few minutes later. When I came back, Micah was standing up in his crib, smiling, reaching out for the book and talking to me. The indention was gone. The eyes are fine. And the next x-ray say there's nothing wrong with his neck. I told that whole story for this. The instinct of my heart. In that moment of crisis and alarm. I think it was more than just having learned that, because I don't ever remember praying distinctly that way. I think the Holy Spirit that he sent into our hearts, the Holy Spirit began to cry out, "Abba, Father, you've got a desperate need this morning." I want to tell you, if you'll let him, the Holy Spirit will begin to cry out through you, "Abba, Father, Abba, Father." Oh, hallelujah. I don't have time to preach it, but I just want to tell you, as Father, he does something else. We don't want to hear it, but he corrects us and he disciplines us. Don't get upset at him. Just keep calling him Father. And realize, if he wasn't your Father, he wouldn't be correcting you. And so if he is correcting you, discipline you, let you have it through the preaching of the word, however it happens, just lift your hand and say, "Thank you, Father, that you love me enough to correct me and discipline me." But I don't have time to preach on that. Hallelujah. Just this last thing, amen. He said to his disciple, "When you pray, say, 'Our Father.'" We began here, we end here. But Jesus wasn't saying "our" in the sense he's my Father, your Father. I'm Jesus for a moment. Listen, Mark, he's our Father. Pray our Father. He wasn't saying that. He was saying he's your Father and your Father and your Father. And when you pray, say "our Father." It's a wonderful thing you can pray all by yourself. It's a wonderful thing you can pray at night. It's a wonderful thing in the morning you can find a prayer closet and say "my Father." But can I tell you something also happens when we gather together as a family that we are, and we gather together as the people of God that we are, and when we lift up our voices and we're not saying "my Father, my..." We are looking up towards heaven together. I said together, and praying, "Our Father, which art in heaven." Oh, glory to God. Don't you love him this morning? Hallelujah, hallelujah. I mean, I know I got a little bit theological this morning, but this isn't just theology. This is reality. The Spirit in your hearts cries, "Father." I don't want to bring up sad feelings and this and that. But as Brother Bill stood here and wept during the memorial service for Brother Norvell, and some of you may not have known it, some of you longer term folks didn't know it, when he revealed that Brother Norvell was not his biological father, he began to weep and say it in a clever way. He looked at his siblings who were biological children. And he said, "You know, Dad was stuck with you, but he chose to be my father." Oh, what a profundity. Hallelujah. How many know he chose to be our Father? I'm talking about beyond creation. I'm talking about redemption. He chose to be our Father. Anyone here feel like praying, "Our Father, which art in heaven"? Hallowed. We say "Abba," but we also say, "Hallowed be thy name." Oh, let's just stand. Would you do it? I don't know where you are at this morning, what your needs are. Would you lift up your hands and just say, "Father"? Come on, call out to him, "Father." Oh, I know he's Judge. I know he's Mighty God, but he's Father.
Oh, come on, call him Father. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe you don't have that redeemed relationship. Maybe you're not saved. Before you leave here, you can call him Father. Amen. Here's the altar call this morning right now. Amen. You're going to come right now and just say, I want to talk to my Father. Amen. Would you come right now? I want to talk to my Father. Hallelujah. Would you come right now? I want to talk to my Father. And when you come, amen, let the Spirit pray through you and pray, our Father, which art in heaven. Come on, you want to talk to your Father? Would you come? Feel this place. Amen. Have a talk with your Father. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Some of you really need to talk to him.
Stories of places of splendor divine. But if you talk about my Father, I have plenty of time.
Oh, come on, talk to your Father this morning. Pour out your heart to him.
Words can never spell what he means to me. Webster could never define his majesty. He's the author, the finisher, and everything between. He's almighty and he's Father to me.
Oh, he's Father to me.
Oh, tongue could never tell, words could never spell what he means to me. Webster could never define his majesty. He's the author, the finisher, and everything between. He's almighty